Well, thank you for calling in today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When is a good time to praise the Lord? When should we bless the Lord? Well, in Psalms 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I hope and pray that that can be a reality for us, that it wouldn't just be some words that we read, but that we would have praise continually on our lips, that everywhere we go, every place we are, that there would be no place, nowhere, where we couldn't praise the Lord, or that we wouldn't praise the Lord and give thanks to His name. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my lips, David says. This psalm is interesting in the fact that it gives a little description of the setting of this psalm. It says, right before the psalm, it says, a psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. And this is, the account of this is in, the background of it is 1 Samuel 21. And this is when David was fleeing from Saul. He was being chased by Saul, and he was fleeing from Saul. And I don't know, it seems strange. David was going to the Philistines. He was going to Gath to find some refuge, some safety from Saul. But David had already been a warrior in Saul's army. In fact, the ladies, when he was coming back from battle, would say, Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s. And this was battles against the Philistines oftentimes. And so it wasn't just the fact that he was going to the Philistine country that it's kind of strange, but he was going to Gath. And Gath was the home, if you remember, of Goliath. He was from Gath, and he was also carrying at that time, David was also carrying at that time, because he didn't have a sword, and he went to the priest there at Nob and got the only sword that was there, and that was Goliath's sword that David had killed the giant with. And so here he is carrying Goliath's sword, which I'm sure was I'm sure it would have been big for one thing, but the people there at Gath, or someone there, recognized David and turned him in. And David then, what he did is he acted like he was a madman. He started scribbling on the walls, it said, and he let the drool run down into his beard and acted like a crazy man. And David writes this psalm praising the Lord for delivering him from his enemies. Well, it seemed like David, to me, had made a foolish mistake by trying to find refuge in the very place that was enemy territory. But nonetheless, this psalm is a beautiful psalm of God's deliverance. And as I started off, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So he wants to boast in the Lord. He wants to praise God and not take any glory and credit to himself. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That is such a beautiful verse there, that we can praise the Lord together with other believers, that we can encourage one another and magnify the Lord one with another. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Out of all his troubles, plural. And the Lord will save us if we are like a poor man who is humble, who comes to the Lord knowing that we cannot save ourselves and casting ourselves upon the Lord. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I wish we could have time to talk about each one of these verses. It would be something where if we could taste and see, even if you're an unbeliever listening today, if you would cast yourself upon the Lord, you would taste and see for yourself. The Lord is good, and he does take care of his children. And I just encourage you in that. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. You will be blessed if you trust in him. You'll be blessed, like we talked about yesterday and the day before, with having your sins forgiven and your transgressions covered, your sins covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want. You won't lack anything if you fear the Lord. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many good days, that he may see good? Now he's going to teach us, he's going to tell us what the fear of the Lord is. And keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. So it has, fearing the Lord had a lot to do with what comes out of our mouth. Because out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And what comes out of our mouth is important. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So depart from evil and also to seek peace, pursuing peace. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and such and saveth such as of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So it's not that you're not going to have afflictions or troubles, as it talked about there, that he delivers them from all their troubles, but we have a refuge. We have a place we can go. We have we have the Lord of hosts that we can go to. He's the one that can fight our battles. We are to depart from evil and do good and seek peace and pursue it and cry out to the Lord, and he will deliver us from our trials, our troubles, our problems. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of the servants, and none of them that trusteth in him shall be desolate. Well, I'll leave you with that. God bless you. Have a good day. Serve the Lord. Live for him. And this will be my last day for a while. Brother Jeff Chapman's going to be sharing the next while. So God bless you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for those who have been following along in this study through Psalms. Maybe someday we'll start again around this place and continue on in the Psalms. So God bless you. May the Lord strengthen, encourage, and just bring good things your way and bring the things that would most glorify him. And may your lives be a testimony of godliness and righteousness all your days, and keep you in the fear of the Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.